Hi there. Welcome back to Living in the 60s. Craig and Tom here. We have a very interesting topic, as usual, that was huge in the 60s. And it really covers every decade now and even into the future. What is it? It's slang. What is slang, you say? Well, sometimes we understand it, sometimes we don't. It's an informal language that created exclusivity by members of a certain group like the hippies.
Flower power.
And the British invasion.
Cars.
Surfing.
War.
And the endless personalities that made up the teens of the 60s. In many ways, our way of communicating the way we wanted to was through slang.
So let's communicate.
All right.
In part, this podcast is going to bring the 60s slang back to you and how we used it. So we're going to kind of act this out too. Craig and Tom as the slangers.
The slangers. Yeah.
Okay. If you really thought something was the very best, it was cool. Not only cool, it was groovy. It was boss or fab. Now, to impress somebody on how the night went was out of sight. Another word for fantastic was righteous. That was righteous. And we had a great time. We had a blast. I like that one. A blast.
You still use it, don't you? Yeah.
I do. Dig it. It means to understand it, right?
Yeah, I dig it. And if you wanted to take it easy, you would hang loose and completely relapse was to get
laid
back, baby. Then you could tune out. And if it was really awesome, that would be far out, man. Still following us here?
You got that? Okay, a rough time was a downer. Sometimes you get bored with it and would be a drag.
Right.
You know, kind of like the group, you know, kind of a drag. That was by the Buckinghams in 1967.
That's right. Good song.
And the song of the 60s were Fab, and they came out with all kinds of stuff. The Fab Four.
That's
were
it.
They?
Yeah.
The Beatles, right? Well, sometimes you got a little out of control, and that could be described as a little hairy, which is a little out of the normal.
Yep, you needed some serious conversation with a good friend, and conversation would get heavy, man, really intense. You didn't need to get so excited because it was no sweat, nothing to worry about, or you could hang tough and not to get excited, or you might freak out, which means lose control. Or become unglued, but don't get shot down. Everything will be all right and out of sight.
You know, Bob, one of our friends, Bob loves that. Out of sight.
Yeah, out of sight.
Yeah, there you go, Bob. Hey, in other words, don't flip your wig. Cars were huge in the 60s, and so was the slang. Now, Saturday nights, you'd go out and you make your favorite rounds, maybe Porky's, Bridgman's, or a pizza place, and you'd be alt. Tooling around, right? And one person was riding what?
Shotgun.
There we go. And they called it, didn't they?
Yep.
And sometimes you call out that shotgun too.
First one got it, got to sit shotgun. How about the car or truck would be all souped up,
ooh,
ready to go as fast as we dare. And then we were trucking right down that special street. And sometimes we wanted to peel out and lay some rubber. I did that in the Mustang many times.
Many times.
Just for show. Oh, yeah. And we were booking it. Sometimes you would even wear shades looking really cool with my sunglasses.
I think that was a song, too. So
that's right.
That stuff, too.
Now, do you remember the Chinese fire drill? So we'd come to the stop sign or red light. Everyone get out, change places in the car before the light turned green or long enough at the stop sign. Then we'd cut out of there or move out quickly.
That's right. And, you know, some would spend all week getting the car put in mint condition, right?
Yep.
And that the slang speaks for itself. This vehicle, and I am no square.
You're not square, Tom.
No.
You're okay.
I'm sounding like it. And you might head over to the passion pit. That slang for the drive-in movie theater.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea.
No?
No.
And some may not know what that is today, but popular 60s slang would be included in the drive-in as, what else? Making out?
Oh, boy.
Now, we don't know what that is.
I have no idea. So, we're getting hungry. So, let's pull into the good old A&W, and we're going to really pig out. Okay, meaning stuffing ourselves. Don't be a hog.
What does that mean?
Well, we know what that means. We have to be careful not to scarf it down too fast or we'll get sick.
I like that one.
So far, I think we're having a great time, don't you, Tom?
Right on.
Awesome. Yep.
Say, what do you do for kicks? You got that, Craig?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm in the groove. I'm all decked out and just hanging out. Or maybe looking for a fox. Yeah, a fox. She might think I'm a hunk, right? Who knows? Or if she doesn't like me, she might pound me. That means beat me up.
Oh, boy. Well, that's really neato. I'm all jazzed to meet with that hippie over there and give him some skin, man, before he cuts out. He has some real flower power. I'd like to hear about it. I'd like to see if he'll lay it on me.
Yeah.
Tell me something, brother.
Hey, question for you. Do you think I'm mod, Craig?
Oh, I definitely.
I mean,
What does it mean?
Well, I mean, I really like these threads I'm wearing.
Yeah, you look great.
I'm feeling tough and in the groove, and I don't want to be all that show and no go. I just want to have a gas. That means have fun. Could be different these days.
You got a lot of fun. You have a lot of gas, Tom. So I'll give you that. You look twitching. That means you're really looking great.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting the munchies, Craig. It's time for a snack. You need one?
That would be Marvy. Let's get a cheeseburger. Head to my pad, man, and mellow out.
Oh, and watch the boob tube. Now, the boob tube meant back then taking the TV, which was a useless activity for the mind.
That's
watching
right.
The TV, okay?
Yep, I got it.
You know, it can't have too much grease these days either, or I might get a zit.
All right, Tom, did you ever think about going steady?
Oh, yeah.
That's a term.
You bet your sweet bippy. You know, if I found the right girl, I wouldn't mind having an old lady. As long as she isn't a mirror warmer. You know what that means? She likes spending time looking in the mirror.
My.
And, you know, the women don't like that. I could be stoked. Liking someone a lot, that's what that means.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you had an old lady, I'd have to give some bread, like money. I mean, serious scratch.
Right.
And then I'd like to say the TV show that we're watching is unreal, man.
Yeah, man, it's way out.
Yeah.
You know, when these commercials come on, we can tune out, can't we? Yeah.
Sure.
You know, in the 60s, we really weren't dropouts. That means to refuse to conform to society. We weren't finks either. That means tattletales. Although I knew a few that were some flakes.
Oh, yeah.
Which are useless people. But, you know, I remember all of us would sponge off or live off our parents, right?
Oh, not me.
No,
no,
of course
way.
Not. But that was okay. We all grew up someday and we'd move out, right? I think so. Well, I suppose we should get our flip-flops on and grab our boogie board, which is like a surfboard, with our shades and beat feet. I hope we socked it to you, but don't get bummed out or ticked off, because we'll be back.
We sure will. So if you've enjoyed this little trip down memory lane with the slang terms, give us a shout. Our email is livinginthe60s@myyahoo.com. We always love to hear from you. But now, we got to flake off, man.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We had a blast.
We did. Peace out.